My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. Ready?
We are in the beautiful pavilion tent at Granite Links in Quincy, and it is the site of the third annual Numbnuts Invitational Golf Tournament later on today to benefit the Greg Hill Foundation. Bunch of listeners arriving here this morning and getting ready to play some golf. And Curtis, I think I might even see the sun coming out a little bit. So I would recommend, I would be in favor of this being the summer White House for the show. Every day next summer, if that's okay.
Ooh.
Camp David?
We just do the show here every morning and then go play 18.
I mean, that would be perfect.
That would be all right.
Okay. What if we just played like while on the air or just had like a GoPro?
we're going to get to the news with Courtney coming up in just a little bit, but right now it is time for this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Mondino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, time for a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. Where do you want to start this morning, Chime?
Well, Greg, Phil Perry and Tom Curran discussed Matthew Judon's interesting behavior, you know, retweeting tweets that are talking about trading him out of town to a place like San Francisco. And
why don't you just, if he really wants to do, why don't you go back to the Niners and throw him in the mix at this point?
Oh, 100%.
For Brandon Ayuk, yeah.
Why not?
For it.
Why not?
I'm all for it.
That was Chime on Saturday when he was in for Ken. He said something very similar. That was your trade, right?
That is correct. Yeah, I would swap first-round picks with the 49ers, throw Judon in there, and you probably also need to throw in a third, and you'd get Ayuk.
Yeah. All right. But anyway, what did those two have to say?
Yeah, here was Phil Perry and Tom Curran.
When you're out there retweeting trade proposals that actually have you sent out of town, I would say, generally speaking, that's not a great thing. If he's not demanding a trade, it seems as though, based on his social media usage, that he's at least open to it. As far as this goes, Tom, what I would say we can bank on is that he wants some guaranteed money. Mm-hmm. Last year, the Patriots gave him a big old raise. He had $14 million by the end of it that was guaranteed to him. So can they do something similar this year? I would say it's worth their while to do something like that.
It would be, but what we don't know is exactly what Matthew Judon wants. Does he want to be in the top 10 highly paid pass rushers in the league? I mean, he has been a Pro Bowl player. He was productive last year before his injury. Does he still look at himself and see in the mirror a guy who should be paid among the top 10 pass rushers?
What is he, 34?
I don't think he's that old.
32?
I'm not sure how old he is.
Shime, Google machine.
I think the biggest thing is the biggest question that Hurdle, he's going to have to deal with, is that I get it.
He's 31.
He's a valuable piece to this defense.
Turning 32 in August.
But he didn't play last year because of the injury, so they're going to be like, well, we want to see what Matthew Judon we're getting back. So it's hard to give somebody new money or guaranteed money when you don't know where what type of player you're getting back because he's coming off injury.
In your mind, coach, is he a top 10 pass rusher in the NFL right now?
Yeah.
He is?
Yeah. I mean, okay. Yeah, I think he is.
And positive for the locker room. Like, he is.
He is?
I think he's
kind of miserable, it seems like.
But when he's not miserable, like, I think that if you look at this Patriots team, the way it's constructed right now, how many guys are you really looking towards as, like, senior leadership?
Yeah, he's one of your veteran leaders
so
in the locker room.
So the fact that you could lose another guy like that when you have such a unexperienced team?
I would say this. If I told you before the offseason that Elliott Wolf and Jerod Mayo's first line of business would be to reward players that succeeded under Belichick, and that we'd be sitting here days away from camp opening, and Judon was one of the few that didn't get paid, wouldn't that be surprising?
It wouldn't be surprising to me because he got paid last year. So I mean,
everybody that got paid paid last year.
I mean, how long have you been following the NFL? This is par for the course, as they would say here at Granite Links. Double entendre?
I got to tell you, the screwball is making Wiki bright.
No idea what double entendre means, but I've heard it before.
It's French for you're right.
All right.
I believe it's on. I don't even know why I try. I think it's entendre.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Professor Hill.
The rough is silent. But yeah, I don't know. All right, so just anybody who's somewhat slightly disgruntled and
that's good.
So on social media, we'll just give them more money.
Yeah, that's good. Okay. I mean, that's the only what other way would you if you're Judon's agent and you know he deserves more money or he's worth more than what other way would
the
you
the other way? Performance on the field.
So why do coaches get paid even when they get fired but players don't?
Because that's the deal that they sign. I mean,
a lot of things exist that shouldn't exist.
Yeah. Well, so this is the one lone voice who's trying to change the entire guaranteed money system in the NFL.
But this is one guy who knows, like, hey, and if you want money, this is what you got to do.
Okay. What's next, Shime?
Well, let's go to Aaron Rodgers because he's always fun to talk about. He had missed a couple OTAs, but he is telling you, via Pardon My Take, that it's all the media creating this. He didn't actually miss OTAs. He missed some kind of mini camp. Here's what Aaron Rodgers had to say.
Years ago, there used to be a real thing called minicamp, where it was you had one of them usually. Sometimes it was right after the draft, but either way, it was five practices in 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So two practices on Friday, two on Saturday, one on Sunday. Now it's not minicamp. They can arbitrarily put a tag on whatever week of OTAs they want. So this is the minicamp week, which makes it somehow more mandatory than the other weeks, but it was an OTA schedule. That's how it's, you know, how words can be a little deceiving from time to time. You can make a story out of the fact that I missed a mini camp when it was really two OTA days.
Right.
Interesting.
That came to the first 10.
So this is a media thing.
And you would never change the meaning of a word or deliberately tell people
no,
one
of course
thing.
Not.
Right.
No.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I have your back.
Yeah. Okay. I for his sake, I hope he wins. I hope he wins big because
they are going to fall on their face.
Yeah, 100%.
Totally.
I think they're going to be pretty good.
Well, how healthy is. If he's healthy, they'll be good. If he's not, they won't be good.
Captain Dink.
But I could care less. I mean, how many players now? He's probably right nowadays. When I played, that's how minicamp used to be. It was mandatory. It was two practices, and then one practice. Nowadays, with these OTAs and everything like that, you know, and guys are not showing up all the time. I mean, it is.
If you had to pick the division right now, you have Buffalo first. Or are you leaning Miami or Jets? Shime, where are you at?
If Rodgers is healthy, I'm leaning Jets.
I would too.
Yeah, if he's healthy.
Where would you lean?
I currently am leaning towards the Dolphins. I think the Jets missed the playoffs.
Okay. Dang.
You do?
Yeah, I think the Bills still make the playoffs because I think Josh Allen's that good.
If Rodgers is healthy, I go Jets, Dolphins, Bills.
You do?
Because I want to see what Josh Allen now does without – Steph Diggs. Remember, it was a struggle for him before Steph Diggs. You lose your best playmaker. Now he's got to try to figure that out. And we know that Josh Allen puts a lot on himself with his legs and everything. So I want to see where they are when you take away one of his key weapons. But I would say if Rodgers is healthy, Jets, Miami, Buffalo. If Rodgers is not healthy, I kind of agree with Chime. I like the Dolphins, even though their defense took a little bit of a lick losing Christian Wilkins, but their offense is talented.
I am praying that the Bills don't make the playoffs because I want Bill Belichick coaching in the division next season.
Well, I think they could still make the playoffs and not advance, and they'd still get rid of McDermott.
Yeah.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, I think they have to. I think them, the three teams that we talked about yesterday, Philadelphia, Dallas, and Buffalo, potential landing spots, I think they have to go pretty deep into the postseason.
Like conference championship?
Yeah, I would when you say
– Or the coaches get fired.
Yeah, when you say Dallas has to get deep, if Dallas even gets bounced in the divisional round, the second round, I think Mike McCarthy's gonzo. Same with Nick Sirianni in Philadelphia and Sean McDermott the same way. Sean McDermott has to go deep. And so there's going to be a spot for Bill. One of those three locations, one of those three teams, I'm willing to bet anything, are going to be looking for a new head coach next year.
All right, Bill. What's next, Shime?
Well, we have talked about Brandon Ayuk. Actually, it just came up in the Matt Judon conversation. Adam Schefter was on Pat McAfee and said, nah, let's hold on a second. I don't know if Ayuk's getting traded.
Now, they want to get a long-term deal done with Ayuk. And if you're the 49ers, why would you trade Brandon Ayuk or Deebo Samuel, either one, for draft pick compensation in 2025 when you're trying to win a Super Bowl now? It makes no sense. Not only that, you can trade Deebo after the year if you want, and you'd have his services this year. Ayuk, you can franchise tag him after this year if you wanted. And they still want to work out a long-term deal. Now, again, I think that my guess would be that Ayuk doesn't show up to training camp and tries to force the issue here. And then we see if the two sides can work out a deal or whether he wants to continue to be difficult.
Okay, can you listen to everything Schefter says the way I just started to, which is know that whatever he's saying is spin delivered by an organization to make their case against the player.
Not the players.
Right, or the player, depending on it. But what you just heard is clearly Kyle Shanahan not getting the value he thinks he should be getting for Ayuk. So he's acting like he's never been on the trade market as a means to put pressure on Ayuk to show up for training camp. It's just like nothing Schefter says is from his own thoughts. It's all delivered by an organization.
I mean, if that Patriots offer was legit, $28 million they were willing to pay him a year, doesn't that set the bar for what he's going to expect?
Right.
Yeah.
And that's a leak from Ayuk's side that the $28 million is out there. You better figure it out.
Yeah, that's where he's going to be, somewhere in that price range. What we saw Justin Jefferson get, kind of what that the going rate for a receiver of that caliber is. It clearly shows or seems like the 49ers don't want to pay that. I know they just paid Deebo Samuel, so they're going to run into problems. If they pay Ayuk, what you think Debo's going to do?
He's going to want a new contract.
Bingo. So they got issues either way. If they're smart, they try to get whatever they can for one of those two guys, knowing that they're going to have, you know, knowing that they're going to be in this situation. And I think Brandon Ayuk knows, like, okay, I got to get mine. So if you're the Patriots, you said it yesterday, Greg, why not just throw a first-round draft pick in there?
Right. And this is really –
I don't understand why – if you believe the Patriots, that leak, I don't understand why Elliott Wolf isn't going back there and going, all right, what, like, tell us what it is.
Right.
Like, I don't –
What do you want?
It's the same thing with the Red Sox. Like, I get the rebuilding thing, but you got a new head coach, you got a new quarterback, you add him to your roster, and you're a completely different football team.
And we said this last week, Craig, but it's so true. The only thing that matters this year is that Drake May gets an honest opportunity to perform, and you can analyze and give him you gain understanding of whether or not he is your quarterback for the next 5 to 10 years. And that analysis is made exponentially easier if you have talent around him.
Right.
Therefore, you can't do what we did with Mack, where is it the offensive line? Is it the lack of weapons? Is it the coordinator? You can actually evaluate what you have in Drake May properly when you get an Ayuk, and it's just a draft pick. Who cares about a draft pick?
Right.
I mean, look at what the 49ers are. They gave up a haul to move up to three to take a guy they never had play under center, and they've been in the Super Bowl twice or once. They've been in the NFC Championship, and the 49ers are winning right now with the Mr. Irrelevant as their quarterback.
Yeah.
Like, you can do all of these things and still be successful.
And if Robert Kraft was willing to do the deal and pay the $28
million, right,
like, do it all day.
They're but what if his girlfriend doesn't want to come here?
I was not, nah, I ain't got nothing to do with that.
I mean, I just... It would be, you're so right about Drake May. Like, you want to know if he's the guy or not. Don't go to, and I get it. I was, you know, back to Mac Island. Mm-hmm. You know, his talent was, I guess, not at the same level that Drake May's at.
Same number.
But you didn't give Mac the weapons that he needed to really show you what he was.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
I think we would have been out on Mac sooner. Like, I think that if we had everything around him, it would have been perfect for all the fans, all the Mac apologists to say, actually, this isn't going to work.
Yeah.
And that would have just made it easier on Bill. It would have made it easier on the front office. It would have made it easier on everybody else. So for them to just delay everything has only put us in a worse position. And the closer we get to the start of the season and the further out we get from our conversation with Jerod Mayo, the burn some cash line is getting funnier and funnier.
Yeah. Not no more because of them be willing to offer the $28 million. If they did, I don't know how much truth it is. But the reason why they're...
Don't you think that's coming from the Patriots?
Yes.
Yeah, it might be, but the reason why...
Well, you said you thought it maybe it's coming from...
I think from
Ayuk's camp.
I think it serves both parties. If it didn't come from the Patriots, we all know Stacey is a brilliant PR professional, and he would have corrected that.
The reason why they don't give up the first round draft pick, it's a bigger picture thing. What it tells you is that they don't believe that they're going to be good, so they don't want to give up potentially a pick that could be top seven. Right? So that's the only reason why you wouldn't give it up. If they felt like they were going to be a team that was going to be
on the edge, 8 or 9 wins.
Right, but. Yeah, and picking somewhere 15, 16, 17, 18, they look at it and go, okay, Brandon Ayuk at 17 pick, right, is we might as well pay the guy that's proven.
As opposed to being 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th.
Right, so we're holding on to this because we don't feel like we're going to be that good. Why would we give up a top 7 pick?
But wouldn't this make the offseason such a huge success? We didn't want to pay Calvin Ridley. It was obscene what he was getting. We actually traded a pick to get a far better, younger receiver to grow and develop with Drake May the same way Tyreek Hill did with Tua.
Yeah.
Like, do the Dolphins look like a team that's really bereft of talent across their roster?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress.
Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Because they made all those moves for high-priced offensive weapons?
No.
No, they had a top 10 quarterback, and they said, Tua's not been great. But instead of starting over at that position, we're going to surround him with better people.
All right, what's next, Sean?
Well, we talked a little bit about the Boston Red Sox this morning. This is what Dan Shaughnessy said on NBC about the Sox trade deadline so far.
Well, again, they look at the stats. This is the Geek Squad at play here. This team was not projected to be a playoff team for them. I think they're sort of sticking by that. The notion that they haven't made any kind of commitment is a little bit embarrassing, a little bit disrespectful to the people that are in the uniforms that have done so well and overachieved so well. I'm sure Cora's one more foot out the door here and that kind of thing. I think you're going to see inaction for the most part. I don't think they'll sell. There was a time you thought they might sell Jansen, Pivetta, O'Neill, those kind of guys. I don't see them doing that now, but I could see very small or no acquisitions as well. They just kind of steer through it.
Okay, so he disagrees with you, Wiggy. No. He says that the not making any kind of a move is disrespectful to the players.
Yep, well, play better.
Well, that's what you say.
Yeah, yes. Play better, right?
But they have all season.
No, but the second half of the season, this is on the 3 years in a row. Like, play
it's
better.
Been like four games. They had an 85-game sample size prior to that.
It's four games, and they're on a four-game losing streak.
Yeah, two of them they lost in extra innings where they had the lead in both of the games.
Shime, it doesn't matter. If my aunt had balls, she'd be my uncle.
Well
right?
stated.
Here's the thing. If they came out and they went on, let's not even say a four-game win streak. Let's be more realistic.
They split with the Dodgers.
Let's say they won that series, and they beat the Rockies, and they go 3-1. Or even 2-2 at this point.
Right.
You go, okay, the Red Sox kind of left off where they were. But this is the third year in a row that the first nine games after the All-Star game, which kind of leads up to the right around the trade deadline, they're on the route, they're on the road of playing poorly.
Yeah.
So if I'm you want me to invest in them if I'm looking at it from an owner or front office standpoint, but yet you're not putting my feet to the fire by playing just as well in the first half as you did at the beginning of the second half.
You can, Curtis said this earlier, spot on, as he always is.
Oh, thank you. You look really nice in that hat.
Thank you. That is the limited edition Numbnuts bucket hat available here today, one day only. It doesn't cost you that much to invest. Like, invest in them.
No,
it doesn't,
I get it.
You don't have to get rid of even a top five prospect.
Right, I get it. But here's my thing. Make their decision.
You're not mortgaging the future.
No, I get it. I get what you're saying, Greg.
By adding some talent to this team.
I get that. But make it difficult on them where you're backing into them into a corner because of your performance, especially leading up into the trade deadline.
Maybe the performance, if you think that the players are not performing these last four games like they should, is because the front office refuses to say publicly, we really want to invest in this team.
But that falls on Alex Cora then.
Right. So now we're back down that road.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
because it's petty. Yeah. That's what it's coming down to. It's like, are you guys going to play for us and put all your effort in? And then the players are saying, well, you guys aren't going to invest in us, so we're not going to play our hardest.
And Greg,
aren't
you the guy who stands up there and says, these young millennials, they're so soft, you got to pat them on the back for them to be able to put work in?
Yeah, you do.
So now that's basically what you're saying. How about you just go out there and play rather than, I have to give you a positive, what's the word I'm
looking
for? Positive
reinforcement.
Positive reinforcement in order to get me to get 100% out of you.
I think you look, if you're on that team, maybe you look and go, all right, same old song and dance. Like, we're performing above where people thought we were going to be, and they're not going to do anything to help us get better. I mean,
why don't they take some of the money from Blink-182, Noah Kahan, all the concerts they've had the last week where they're tearing up the Fenway sod. Why don't they take some of that money and bring somebody in?
By the way, Shime.
Yes.
Direct response directed at you on your lead yesterday from from Zach Bryan. I don't know if he saw it or not.
Oh, I didn't. No, I did not see
that. What did he say?
Is he in Twitch?
It was he and Noah on FaceTime.
Yeah, yeah, they were on FaceTime, he and Noah. And he said, I don't know why these people like Scheim are making a big deal out of this.
But why didn't he show up then?
We're best friends.
So
maybe he wasn't even supposed to show up.
But no. But if you're my homeboy and I'm out and your neighbor.
Maybe he wasn't even supposed to be the special guest.
But it doesn't matter.
Zach was in Orlando on Sunday, so I don't know if he had to get out.
But I thought they said that he was here in Boston, in Massachusetts.
His girlfriend was.
Right. I think Noah Kahn should clear the air.
I agree. Because Zach performed at Gillette on Wednesday, has a house in Duxbury with Brianna Chicken Fry. Brianna Chicken Fry went to the concert the same night as Greg on Friday. But I don't believe Zach was at the concert.
Is
I don't
that
know
her
if
chosen
he was already
name?
In Orlando.
Is that her chosen name?
Okay. So then those reports.
Chicken Fried?
So was her, yeah.
Those reports TikTok. Were false.
Of all, like, that would be like me referring to myself as numbnuts.
Yeah.
No, we should do a name based on the food we like.
Okay.
Like I would be Greg Seafood Tower.
Right. I'd be Chicken Parm.
I'd be Chris Bananas Foster. No.
Yeah. Oh, shoot. Wiggy and I are twins, finally.
Yeah, that's it.
I'd be Cocoa Popcorn.
If I'm doing a show.
Shab would be Nacho to Go.
If I'm doing a show and my best friend is doing a show in Orlando, he's on a private jet the next day to come up here and support.
He may not have even been scheduled to be the special guest. So.
Is Chicken middle name?
So her name's Chicken
All
Fried?
One.
Brianna.
Chicken Fried.
Chicken Fried.
Fried. That's her name. Okay. All right.
I think it's present tense, not past
Duxbury,
tense.
Duxbury, out of all the places.
I know.
Chicken fry, not fry.
Yep.
Yeah, correct. All right. Great. Now I have to have fried chicken for lunch.
I like chicken.
Can you get a 15-acre ranch in Duxbury for a country style? I mean, I usually thought they liked these big ranches.
It's a gorgeous mansion on the ocean. Like, the fact, and when that first came out that he bought in Duxbury, he's like,
I was
Duxbury,
just so shocked because
that's
I'm
trash.
No, it wasn't trash. I was shocked that a country star from Nashville or wherever the hell he's from, somewhere down south,
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma is like, all right, you know what? I made it. I'm going to buy 200 acres countryside Duxbury.
It's chicken. I like fried chicken.
That is wildly stereotypical. Yep.
I haven't been to Duxbury in a long time. I don't know how many 30-acre farms there are.
You're suggesting a country artist.
Yeah.
Would not like to live on the ocean. No.
I would say that
maybe Montauk.
Generally, when you think of the country stars and where they all reside, it's places like Nashville, Texas.
I think he has a few.
I don't know if it. I've never heard of a guy going, all right, you know what? Yeah, let me reside in Duxbury, Massachusetts.
The house looks very nice.
Yeah. And it's Zach Bryan who's with Chicken Fried?
Yes.
Yeah.
But isn't Zach Brown who sings Chicken Fried?
Good point.
Yes. I'm so confused right now.
Yes. All right. Honestly, I'm going to get us out of this. We're at Granite Links in Quincy. It is the third annual Numbnuts Invitational later on today. And Courtney in the news coming up next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again?
With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.